Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, to find common ground and take it to the next level with David Clark here on Blog Talk Radio. Each week, the show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. We will have an exciting array of diverse guests who will point up the fact that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. Now your host, David Clark.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, where we will indeed be finding common ground and taking it to the max level. I'm your host, David Clark. I'm a spiritual adventurer, and I suggest you become the same. When you keep an open mind, you'll come to see that despite our seeming differences, we're all basically the same. You'll also see where you can find common ground so that you can relate rather than compare yourself to others. Now tonight, it's my pleasure to welcome back Mary Blake. She's been a healer in many incarnations, but this time around, her natural ability was shocked into action at age 15 by a bolt of lightning. It shot down the wall 3 feet from her and activated the part of her brain involved with healing. 3 weeks later, she gave her first massage. For many years, she denied her healing ability, convincing herself that she just gave good massages. In 1978, she met other healers for the first time and experienced a spontaneous healing of lung cancer. The realization that she had denied her God-given gift led to a lifetime commitment to work as an instrument of divine purpose. After years of study, both here and the UK, her life work, multi-life therapy, began. The training started as a once-in-a-lifetime event and turned into a spiritual apprenticeship. At first, she learned by watching and listening as spirit took clients into other incarnations, revealed the origin of their karmic blocks, rewrote history, and erased karma. It grew into a full partnership working with spirit, helping clients and their soul brothers and sisters to discover the cause of the negative karma, make the necessary choices, avoid the conflict entirely, and live a happy, productive life. The changes occur on the core consciousness level, and the resulting freedom from negative karma is often life-changing. Multi-life therapy taps deeply into the subterranean levels of consciousness that impact upon our lives on every level, mundane to spiritual. And so let me welcome Mary. Mary, how are you tonight?
I am very good and feeling absolutely wonderful at the opportunity to work with your guests.
Well, I'm sure that they're delighted to have you. We certainly have a lot of callers on the line, which is an indication of that. Let's just set some ground rules before we go to the callers. And, of course, I'd like to talk with you a little bit, too. Is there anything in particular that you would or wouldn't like the callers to say or do?
I would love it if they would search their soul and go deep into what is really important for them in their journey here through this lifetime in this plane. And I'm just looking forward to touching in with the best that they, hoping to bring out the best in them and to work with on that level.
Beautiful. Well, would you like to have the opportunity to talk a little bit about your life mission, which is the multi-life therapy?
Oh, absolutely. Many of us, and I'm sure most of your listeners will know exactly what I'm saying to you. There are times when you catch yourself and you're doing exactly the same thing that you did 2 years or 6 months or years and years ago, and you're saying, why does this always happen? Why do I lose control when blank, 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 blank happens? Or why am I always kind of suckered into things that I shouldn't be involved with? Or why am I doing this? I know better. I knew it. I knew I shouldn't have done this. And so many times, this is a big, big clue as to an unresolved conflict that you've brought in from another lifetime. And it's kind of a pitch till you win kind of situation. If you don't do it right, if you don't learn your lesson, if you don't get past certain kind of things that will cause you to lose focus and forget what you came in here for, you're going to be doing it over and over and over again. And so that's one thing. And you don't blame yourself. You just say, I must learn. I must grow. We come here to work against resistance, because in the spiritual world there is no resistance. Everything is just wonderful, and you have the opportunity to expand and to grow, but you don't have the any reason to get stronger. And for example, my number one spirit guide, Stardust, always says mistakes are shortcuts to learning. Well, many times we learn mistakes and we wind up blaming other people, or we wind up blaming ourselves, and we don't look deeply and learn from what just happened. And if you don't, this means that you've gone through that pain for nothing.
Mm.
So as we go through various things, and if we go through the same scenario a dozen times in our lifetime, this means that we've somehow or other failed to get to the bottom of it and to see what life was trying to teach us. Does that make sense?
It makes perfect sense. Well, of course, you're not going to be doing multi-life therapy tonight. It's quite a process.
Yes, it is.
I've been through it with Mary, and it was a very illuminating process for me. It took me to three different lifetimes. And one of the lifetimes that it took me to helped me with a problem that I've been experiencing in this life, or should I say a challenge.
Mm-hmm.
But at any rate, if people want to do multi-life therapy, what is the best way for them to get in touch with you?
Right now, my website is under construction because it changed servers, and I just haven't gotten around to putting the website up. But my email is peakvitality@gmail.com, and then my phone number is 212-724-4081.
Okay, for anybody that didn't get that, I'll ask her to repeat it again midway through the show. So hang in there if you didn't get it. Have no fear. Let's go to the callers.
Good.
Okay, now I'm not sure if I have the name of number one correctly. Is it Sandy?
Yes, it's Sandy.
Okay, Sandy, hi, you're live.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Sandy.
Mary?
I'm terrific.
Hi.
Well, what would you like to talk with me about?
Well, I would like to find out, I would like to accomplish getting this, whatever kind of karma it is going on with my family, and get rid of it.
Have you ever wondered why you chose to come and be with that family?
Oh, yeah.
Oops. What do you think they have to teach you, or what do you think you have to teach them or to give them?
Well, I think I have to teach my brother especially, and my whole family really, that being narcissistic is not a good thing.
Okay. And they are narcissistic.
It's a group thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, do you think that maybe in watching them you have learned something, and you maybe, who knows, in another lifetime you could have been the one who was narcissistic. And
there's a point
when we have learned everything we possibly can learn from a people and the situation. And sometimes it's good to say, thank you very much for the lesson. I appreciate it. Now I can move on and go someplace else. You don't have to stay with them forever. There's two families we have in this life. We have the family we were born into, and we have the family that we create. And I think that it's time that you spent your life with people that are more compatible with you, that are on your side, and that you and they together can do something wonderful in this world. And it sounds like you're beating your forehead against a concrete wall with that family of yours. I don't think you're going to teach them anything. They're past the age of openness and willingness to learn. So I would recommend that you make plans to move on.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense. And as soon as my dad passes, you know, I will. I've decided that I'm no longer going to put up with any of this.
And why do you have to wait until he passes?
Well, you know, I'm his guardian and conservator.
Okay. So that's a responsibility, and this is something that I sense that you are a very conscientious person, and that you live up to your responsibilities. So, in the meantime, start exploring the things that are good for you and the people that you enjoy. And begin gradually to can I say, wean yourself away from that negative environment?
Yeah.
You don't owe them anything. You paid
no,
your dues.
No, I don't.
Okay, so it doesn't mean you have to be nasty about it. Just spend a little bit of time every day thinking about what you want to do with the rest of your life, because this is every day is the first day of the rest of your life. Okay? Now, I think we need to be respectful to the other people on the line, so that if you want to talk with me, please call that number and we can continue. But right now I don't want to be rude to the other people on the line. Is that fair enough, Sandy?
That's fair. It's just I really want this negative thing to go away.
the best way you can do it is to fill your space with positive energy so that it doesn't matter anymore.
Okay.
And you are in charge of that. You're in charge of that. Okay?
Okay.
Take charge of your own life and your own feelings, and let them be as foolish as they want to be.
Okay.
Got it?
Yeah, I do.
It doesn't sound like you're particularly enthused about the project, but you will not be happy until you do.
Yeah, I need to get away from my family. I know that.
Yes, you do. But you can get away from them a little bit at a time every day by doing something that makes you happy and moves you toward your goal.
Yeah.
And count every success. If you've got 50 things to do and you only get 25 of them, congratulate yourself for doing the 25. Not for the 25 that you can put them at the top of the list tomorrow. Okay?
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Great. Good luck.
Sandy, thank you for calling.
Thank you.
God bless. Okay, once again, let me put out Mary's phone number and email address. Her phone number is area code 212-724-4081. And her email address is peakvitality@gmail.com. And peak is spelled P-E-A-K, peakvitality@gmail.com. Right?
Right.
Okay, our next caller is Trish. And Trish, you're live.
Thank you. Hi, Mary. My question is, I was wondering if what you were picking up or around increasing abundance with a new job or some sort of other opportunity.
Mm-hmm. How do you feel about yourself and your abundance right now?
Challenged.
Okay. The bills are bigger than the money to pay them.
No, they're being paid, but there's more going
Good.
Out than's coming in.
I got you. The very first thing you need to do is to start measuring, adding up your own wealth. And by that, I mean the beautiful things that you have, the talents that you have, the friends that you have, the good things in your life, and treasure them and give thanks. And when you add up and value what you have, it's much easier to get more.
Okay.
Also, I would recommend counting your successes and valuing and treasuring them. When you appreciate what you have, it's much easier to get more. If you're always complaining about what you don't have, that's the kind of atmosphere that you create for yourself, so that your sense of abundance has to start inside you.
Okay, that makes sense.
I think you've got a lot that you kind of take for granted. So start giving thanks for all of the blessings in your life, and start thinking about what you have to offer to the world and ways that you can make a difference in this world and enjoy yourself and be rewarded for it at the same time.
get that. Okay. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're absolutely welcome. And I think that you've got so much to be grateful for. I really do.
Yes, I do. It just, like I said, at the moment, it seems a little challenging.
I understand. But that's how we grow.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you for taking the time.
Absolutely. And look forward to hearing from you more sometime.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hi, Trish. Thanks for calling. Okay, Julia is our next caller, and Julia, you are live.
Hello. I'm glad to hear I'm still live.
Hello, Julia.
Hi. That live
you
thing
you
good,
sound
isn't
very,
it?
You sound very alive.
Yes. Actually, my call is similar to the first caller about family and wanting to move forward. And
I had a feeling that what I was saying was applying more than double. So, okay, did anything that I said to Sandy make sense to you?
Yeah, I feel like, you know, it's family karma or family responsibility. And for me, I'm an only child and it's my mother. And I would like to move out and move into a place of my own.
Uh-huh.
But I'm concerned because, you know, she's 76 now and has some health issues. So I feel some tug to stay. So I'm kind of conflicted because I just went through a divorce after a 30-year marriage, and this is kind of me finding my freedom again. And now it's like, well, okay.
You know, I have the feeling that you're a very, very giving person. That you're constantly putting other people ahead of you, and sometimes that's not a good thing for them.
Yeah.
You have I get the feeling that it's your turn. That your mother has health issues. There are other people who are trained to take care of the kind of situation that she has. And somehow I feel as if you've gone from one negative situation into another.
Yes.
And that's no good for you. Do you realize that?
Yeah.
It's time that that you begin to exercise your selfish muscles. Selfish is not a bad word. If you look at stylish or any of the other words that have an ish suffix, you will begin to realize that ish means having the qualities of. The word in front of it. Stylish is having the qualities of style. Selfish is having the qualities of the self. And I feel that you have stuffed your dreams into a garbage bag and thrown it in the back of the closet.
Yeah. I love that. I've never even considered looking at the ish that way. So thank you for showing me a new way to look, because it's always has such a negative connotation to be selfish. But it's like when you give and give and give, you know.
What you're really
it would
doing.
Be nice to, you know, comes back. So.
You know, giving should be joyful. And it should be your choice, and it should enrich both sides. When one person is greedily and selfishly taking from the other person, it doesn't help either one of you. It doesn't help the greedy person learns nothing from life. The greedy person only is just like a baby bird. Is going to howl until something else is stuffed into the mouth, you know. And that is not doing that soul any good. That's not growing. That's not healthy, and that's very unhealthy for you, because you will feel imposed upon. You and when you give too much, you always sooner or later wind up spoiling the gift.
Yeah.
There's a wonderful word that you need to learn, and it's reciprocity. You need to get back from somewhere, from the universe, from other people in your life, and you need to begin to spend time enjoying what you enjoy every day. And that's the only way you can continue to be healthy and joyously give. It's almost like somebody is stepping on you and ripping from you what they want from you instead of what you joyously give. You cannot give with this continuously. It feels almost as if you're edging toward the point of being almost a breakdown, and that won't help you or anyone else. So you must feed your soul. You must feed your body and your mind and your spirit. You've got to do that. Otherwise, something isn't not going to be a good thing. It's going to be all for nothing. Okay.
Yes. Well, thank you. And it's funny because
okay.
I had originally, my original question was about relocating, and then when I heard you say to dig deeper, so I'm glad.
Good.
Thank you for helping me.
I'm so glad you did. You know, because so many times you ask, people ask a superficial thing when a spiritual healer is not into the petty things, you know. That's my job. So I'd be happy to talk with you more if you want to call me. Okay.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Mary. I appreciate it, and thank you. You give me
and I'm wishing that you I'm wishing that you what you give out begins to come back to you. And that's the way, that's the proper way the world works. Okay?
Yes. Thank you. I appreciate that. And thank
Good.
You, David. I appreciate you, too. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you, Julia. God bless, hon.
God bless. Thank you.
Good night. Okay. Our next caller is Susan. And Susan, you are live.
Hello.
Hi, Susan.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great.
good. Just want to see what you said with love life.
Love life. How much do you love yourself?
A lot.
Good. Think about the things that you have to give, and think about the things that make you happy, and think about the opportunity to work and to grow with someone special. And That's a good beginning.
Okay.
Sometimes we do not meet our soulmate until we have gotten our life to the point where we actually don't require somebody else to make us happy, to make us whole. The idea of you're only half a person until you get the right person with you. You need to be a whole person that is enjoying life, is growing and expanding and reaching out and looking for new ways to live in this world and to learn and to grow. And usually that's when you find the right person to be with.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
I guess so.
Okay. How much time do you spend learning and growing and reaching out into new avenues in your life?
Well, it's kind of hard. You have to work and stuff like that, and you know, money's tight. I mean, they take work.
Right, but a lot of the things that make people happy don't cost money, like walking in the woods.
I walk. I do that, but I'd like to do it with a special partner.
That would be great, but the more you go out into areas like that where you like to be, the more likely you're to find someone that likes similar things.
I see what you're saying.
Not exactly a meat market. I mean, a lot of times people go to places where they think they will meet somebody, instead of going to some place where they really enjoy being and shine as the person and really become very attractive and charming and desirable. It's because you're much more desirable and interesting when you're doing something you like. Doesn't that make sense?
Kind of.
Okay. All right. What are the things that you like doing?
Well, if you take a walk, a lot of times you walk in the parks. It's either other single women or couples. I mean, I don't know how to explain it.
Mm-hmm.
You go get a cup of coffee. I don't know.
Well, I would say be interested. Be interested in life and more and other people in expanding and growing and discovering things about yourself that you didn't know. Or remembering things that you forgot about yourself. That's fun.
Oh, okay.
Sometimes we grow up and we forget the things that really made us happy.
No, I didn't forget.
Okay. Good. So, just try your best to look for ways to share and people to share it with. And pretty soon the right person will come into your life.
Oh, okay.
And be ready. Be ready.
All right,
okay.
Well, thank you. Yes, thank you.
Okay.
Susan, thank you for calling. Okay, good night. Okay, I'm trying to disconnect.
All right.
There we go. Okay, our next caller is Jane. And then we have area codes after that, people I haven't spoken to. Jane, you're live.
Hi, Jane.
Hi, how are you?
Hello. Good. So what's on your mind? Or what's in your heart?
Well, just wondering if you see any karmic issues that's blocking me from moving forward in all areas of my life.
Oh, that would really, that would take much more time than we have here. When I take okay. people into other lifetimes, first of all, I don't use hypnosis because that interferes with the soul, and too many times it's the brain's getting in between, you know. But it takes you need to go into an altered state of consciousness and then reach out, and then I work with spirit, and spirit helps to discover, you know, what's going on and what went wrong, and then very often it's something that is pretty obvious that is backfiring in your life today, you know, and then spirit takes this other incarnation that we're encountering backwards in their lifetime to before the really bad catastrophe happened, and gives them an alternative way of handling things and growing and expanding and literally erasing and rewriting history and erasing the karma. So I couldn't possibly at this point, and it wouldn't be fair to the other people that are waiting online, but I have been doing this since 1980, and it has been some absolutely amazing things. I would recommend that you go to Amazon and get Journals of a Healer, and
okay.
you will begin to see how other people worked with spirit and how they overcame and just literally eliminated some blockages and some crazy things that were preventing them from living happily and successfully in this lifetime, and it wiped it away. So okay. that would be a way that you can begin to understand much better than I can tell you on a session like this. And of course, I would love it if you would read the book and then call me and we can talk about it.
Sure.
Does that make any sense to you?
Yeah, it does. Yeah, I'll look into that.
Fabulous.
Jane,
that would be sensational. I'd love to spend some time with you. Okay.
Okay. All right.
And thank you for really reaching deeply and asking something that is really important.
Well, thank you.
You've made a big step toward working through what's going on with you already just by asking that question.
Okay. Well,
thank you
very much.
You're welcome.
Have a good night, Jane. God bless.
Good night. Thanks, David. Take care.
Thank you. Okay, moving on. Area code 66, you're live. What is your first name, please?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how are you guys today?
Great. What's your name?
My name is Sharon.
Hi, Sharon.
Hi. So, hi. I'm doing great, Mary. How are you today?
Terrific. It's a great privilege to speak with David's callers.
Oh, yes. It's a pleasure speaking with you as well. So I'm not going to keep you too long because I know there are other callers on the line. But today I had a vision of a tarot coin card, and I would like to know, what are you picking up on that particular vision?
Okay, what tarot card was it?
It was the coin card where it shows coins on it.
Oh, okay.
I think it was a coin card.
That's the getting away with it card.
Really? I thought it meant something else. I thought I was losing out on something. Wow. That's all.
Okay.
Okay.
What you want to do is you want to focus on the things that you want to do to get past the things in your life that are disturbing you, so that you can you got a chance right now to move on.
Oh,
and
great!
That's a very
okay,
good,
well,
very good.
It.
Yes. So kind of go into your life and think about and evaluate and think about the things that are costing you too much. And
okay.
And you have a chance right now to get past that and get away from the things that are costing you too much in your effort and your life experience, and you're giving too much in uncertain areas, and you just get to the point of if somebody gave you a free chance to start over, what would you do?
If somebody gave you a
get out of jail free card, that kind
uh-huh.
of thing, what would you do with it, and
how would you
handle it?
Oh.
Okay.
All right, because you know what it is, I'm going back to school, so I think that's what the card means, and I definitely have a chance to get in this time. Okay, so that's what it is.
Good.
Okay, that's what it is. And let me just ask you something in terms of years, okay? Because I had some dates sticking out at me. I know what it means, but I just wanted to see what your take is. I had the dates 2007, 2009, or 2016.
Okay. Were similar things happening in those 3 years?
Yeah, everything was basically the same. Nothing changed.
Okay, yeah. examine the things that were similar in those times and
uh-huh.
see what they have to teach you. Probably you didn't learn from 2007, and so they're trying to tell you again and 16 again. So just go back and see. I can't live your life for you. I can't.
Okay.
you know what I'm saying to you?
And yes.
You're the one that needs to learn. And there's something that kind of always sort of sucks you in, and it's kind of a similar situation, and evidently you haven't paid enough attention or given it the value that it deserves, the universe is trying to tell you something, and I'm doing something else.
Okay, I know exactly what you mean. Okay.
Good. Good.
Okay. Awesome.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Either we learn from something or we go through the pain for nothing.
I'm learning. Definitely learn.
Okay. Good.
All right. Awesome. Thank you. All right. Okay. Have a good evening.
You're welcome.
Sharon, thank you for calling. I love your bubbly spirit. Good night, honey. Okay, area code 650, you're live. What is your name, please?
Hi, David. Thanks for taking my call. My name is Miranda.
Oh, Miranda. Hi there. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you, and a hello to your guest.
Hi, Miranda.
Hi. So I'm hoping you can help me and shed some light. I have been experiencing hair loss for many years, and, you know, just looking for some healing. I don't, you know, I've done what I can, and I pray, and I guess it's
uh-huh.
you know, it seems, but they know, like we know with the advent of epigenetics,
uh-huh.
things are reversible, and I pray.
How about your diet?
Diet could be better, and I'm finally at a stage where I'm going to improve it, and, you know, like human beings, we go back and forth, and
okay, call me, and you have my telephone number. Call me, because
uh-huh.
one of the things that I do is with nutrition, and I just had a friend today come by, and you could see her scalp, and I put her on a supplement, and. Her hair started growing back, and she's doing fine. Okay.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
sometimes you know it's very hard to get to eat enough of so-called normal foods
mm-hmm.
to get what you need, and
mm-hmm.
when your body gets depleted from something, it's kind of tough to get the right things going. But,
so how would you do that, though? Like, do you do a blood test, or do you do it intuitively
no.
to pick up what I need?
it's a lot of it is intuitively, and a lot of it is detective work about what you're doing and what's going and some of the things that you're being exposed to in your life. Okay?
All right.
I have a feeling that some of there's a lot of stress in your life.
Yes. It seems to come in phases, and I'm hoping that it'll relax.
Okay.
In a few months.
Okay, but please call me and we'll talk. Okay.
All right.
And
yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Okay.
Do you have her phone number, Miranda?
Yes, I think it's on the page. Yes, and I'll listen to the replay. No worries.
Yeah. Okay. No, it's on the page,
it is right at
the outset of the program. She gets
perfect.
It out.
Perfect. Yeah,
okay.
I'm just really looking for a cure. I hear you.
and you deserve it. You've been through a lot of stuff.
I have,
so
yes, and I've been told
okay.
I'm a healer, so I feel like, okay, if I'm going to be healing others, God, please heal me.
Well, yes, well, look, there's many ways to be a healer.
Mm-hmm.
When you are a spiritual healer, as I am, you reach out to the universe and pull in the energy from the universe, and that's what you use for the healing.
Right.
Many psychic healers draw upon their own energy, and I've known pretty darn good psychic healers, but they can only work on about four people a week because they exhaust their own resources.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
yeah.
When I reach out to the universe, and
mm-hmm.
And pull that energy through me, I'm the pipe that it comes through. So I get a healing every time I give one.
Oh, lovely! That's awesome.
Yeah. And unfortunately, it is not taught. In the healing rituals that are taught don't really deal with this kind of the cosmic energy.
Right.
So,
right.
So I'll be happy to talk with you.
Great.
Okay.
I'll give you a call. Thank you. All right.
Great.
Thank you so much.
Thank you
so much, David, and thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, you're welcome, Miranda. Thank you for calling, hon.
Thank you.
God bless. Bye-bye. Thank you. Okay. Area code 407. What is your name, please?
Hi, this is Lori, and I'm calling from Central Florida. Thanks for taking my call, David. Nice to talk to you, Mary.
You're welcome, Lori.
And what's on your mind?
Yes, ma'am. There are two people that I work for. I work for a recruiting agency. That lady's first name is Becky. And the second lady is her client, and I work at her place of business or her business, and her name is Ronnie. And I was told that I was going to start a job that was going to prosper and going to flourish into something greater. And it's a month later, and it's still an hour and 45 minutes for one day, but a lot of telephone talking, a lot of other things. And this is not what I signed up to do. So I would like to know, where is the discourse? Who's being insincere with me between these two people, the recruiter or her client? And what do I need to do? Who should I confront, or not confront, but I'm being
exploited. This Becca, did you go to her and ask her to help you find a job?
Actually, she contacted me. She found my resume out in cyberspace and said, my goodness, I love your qualifications. Please come down. I've got a great job for you. So she promised me the star of the sky is the moon and said, you know, it's a first starting on Wednesdays, but it's going to advance into something better and so on and so forth. And then, you know, you're going to have a lunch meeting and talk about different areas of her business. The other lady, Ronnie, and that never happened. And here it is, September. There was two delays. I'm asked to go do this, get more paperwork, do that, pick up supplies for my class. My class is about an hour and 45 minutes long, but there's preparation, there's picking up supplies, there's having telephone meetings and summaries. I'm not getting paid for any of that. So I want to know, who's dealing me dirty? And is this going to ever turn into anything?
Yeah. It sounds as if this is sort of a money making situation rather than getting you a job. They are attempting to get you into a situation where you're paying for training. And if you've got such a great resume, why are they trying to get you into training? So what I would suggest is look other places.
Yeah, no, that's exactly what I'm doing. It's a specialized field that I'm training in. And
what are you training in?
It's teaching young children how to process thoughts as engineers. We're using the skills of mathematics, engineering, science, and we're putting pieces together.
And what age children?
Kindergartners through second grade.
Good. Okay. I would suggest that you begin to get some infield training and experience, I should say. And one of the things that you can do is put an ad out for tutoring and working with younger children, and that would give you a leg up and get you started into the business. And I don't know who is the training that you're doing, have something that Becca sold you on, or is it something that you were already doing?
Well, I'm a teacher by trade. I can teach political science.
Right.
I mean, I can do just about anything. And it was just the fact
yeah.
that I've taught overseas, I've taught English as a second language, and I've taught children that are struggling in school,
yes.
in aftercare programs.
Uh-huh.
Because I've got
right.
A diverse amount of experience and background, it's easy for
me. I can tell that. Uh-huh.
Thank you. And because of that, like I said, the recruiter contacted me and told me that,
mm-hmm.
that her client told her that she was looking, that they were impressed with the fact that I can probably flip in and float and teach and train. And, you know, after
yeah.
3 weeks, I've already proven that I can. But the point was that somebody's not paying me right, either one of those two. And, you know, the only reason that I accepted was because I was told that we were going to be in negotiations for more pay and for more hours, and that's never been
mm-hmm.
forthcoming. And I want to know if it's a delay because somebody doesn't have the money and they just made a mistake, or was it just a lie to get somebody to come in and work 2 hours a day on one day a week?
I think that you already know the answer, and you might want to think about looking in a different direction. That's what I'm thinking. The job, the concept, the basics of the job would be perfect for you. The only thing is, I'm not sure whether this Becca person really has the skills and the contacts in order to be able to honor what you have to offer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I didn't think of it that way. I appreciate your insight.
Okay. There are more recruiters than just one. Do you hear
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying to you?
I do.
So, the old expression, don't put all your eggs in one basket.
Oh, I have another job. Don't get me wrong. I do have another job.
No. I'm talking about the recruiter. There are other recruiters that are
yeah.
far more skilled and are not just using the flypaper technique.
Right. And the other lady that I'm working at, her client, Ronnie, she talks a lot, and I just want to know, you know, she mentions a lot of things like going into her eBay business and training for doing this and that. Is that just a whole bunch of talk? Is she nothing but hot air?
eBay business?
Yes, ma'am.
With Ronnie, no. I don't get good vibes by this from this Ronnie person.
Okay.
Yes,
ma'am. Okay.
Becca, I think she has more enthusiasm than skill.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Okay.
Does that okay. make sense?
Yes, ma'am, it does.
Pardon?
She's always very
it
happy.
It sounds as if you're running out of time.
I said Becca's always happy. She's trying to make the tone happy as opposed to fixing
right.
things and getting a straight answer out of her. And the other lady
exactly.
talks so much that I get exhausted. And frankly, I'm spending
yeah.
way too
yeah,
much
yeah,
time.
I think two words for her bad news. Okay, I don't think she's
okay.
she. You're wasting your time with her. You're much. You have much much more to offer. And, the,
yeah.
and this
yeah.
this person is just I wouldn't bother with her. It's
okay.
only going to aggravate you.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. Okay. I needed the insight because she's hard to read. For me, some people are easy to read, but she seems really emotional, but by the same token, she almost seems like she's got, you know, scratched hands behind her back, if that makes any sense.
Yeah. Well, I think she's an opportunist.
Oh,
to put it rather.
Okay. Yeah.
To put it rather bluntly. Okay. Good luck.
Perfect. That's
okay.
I needed the clarity. Thank you. Thank you, Mary. Thank you.
Sure thing.
Lori, thank you for calling on.
Appreciate your input, both of y'all. Thank you.
God bless. Well, folks, that's all the time we have for tonight. If you want to get in touch with Mary, there are two ways you can do it. You can email her at peakvitality.com. That's
at gmail.com.
I'm sorry. Yeah, it's been a long year, too.
Yeah,
and
sounds like.
Peak is P-E-A-K, or you can call her at area code 212-724-4081. So, Mary, thank you very much for joining me tonight.
Absolutely. It was a very excellent evening.
Yes, I do too. And I think everybody got a lot out of what you had to say to them, and that they brought deeper issues than quite often happens on the show. So I thank you for your input where we started with the callers.
That's great. Thanks again, David.
You're welcome.
And God bless all of the people, and I hope they are happy and looking forward to working in better ways with their and making more out of life.
Sounds good. Well, now we'll come to a close. Let's take time to pause and reflect upon the idea that we are all united through the diverse tapestry of our individual gifts. There is no real thing as separation except in our own minds. We are each unique expressions of the ultimate source of our beings. We are spiritual beings having a human experience who can and will have a spiritual experience when we let it be. Have a great week, and remember, whatever you dream, you can realize. Good night, and God bless.